All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is all the content I'm making today. Yeah, there's comics and stuff like that, but it's July. In July, we like to take it easy. Kind of June and July. June was light. July might be a little light, too. Only because, you know, I'm leaving for a few days next week. Probably around the end of next week, so I won't be doing any content. I won't even be on my rig, so it is what it is, guys. But yeah, as we kind of wane down on July 4th, which is, of course, Independence Day here in America, I want to talk about some things because it's also Anime Expo. And, of course, all the Erogay publishers get together on that time. And, of course, Jast and Manga Gamer are both there. Now, something interesting that I noticed in an image from Manga Gamer that I posted today actually had it was focused on the Rance games, because they're all physical games. These are physical box games. So they showed all the Rance games, and of course the newest one, it's $90 as a box copy. A lot of box games, you know, they're always more expensive when it comes to Erogay. But I also looked off to the side, and they had physical copies of Maggot Bates and Euphoria. So what I did is I zoomed in on there, I cropped it, I put it on my Twitter, and I said, get fucking filtered. You know, one thing I want to talk about, now that all the thing has passed, I had all these people giving me shit about the Maggot Bates and all this crap. And I'm like, alright. So everybody gives people shit about Dark Souls and Elden Ring, right? Like, yeah, there was that 8-year-old autistic boy that whooped that boss's ass, and I watched that and I was in amazement, right? But I've always been told, you know, oh yeah, get good, you gotta get good, Grim, you gotta do that, you gotta get good, you gotta do that, you gotta be better, I filtered you, see? And my thing is, guys, I am, like, I've been gaming all my life, alright? So for somebody to tell me to fucking get good when I've been playing games that you, like, die in a few hits, or like the space shooters where you crash one time and you're fucked, right? The arcade games where, oh, please insert coin, you know? Like, I know. I played the fucking actual arcade machine for Gunsmoke. I know what hard games are. And I play it with real fucking quarters. And it was a pain in the ass, guys. I know what hard fucking games are. So you can't go in there and tell me, oh, you don't know what hard games are till you play fucking Dark Souls. Yeah, miss me on that. But by the way, guys, I am gonna actually give Mortal Shell a try, because I have Mortal Shell. I've heard that's just about as good as Dark Souls. A lot of people say that's just, you know, I've played it, a little bit of it, and it wasn't that good, and everybody's like, you know, it's the dodge roll mechanic. That's basically the key to winning these games. So I'm like, okay, let me just try to get good on that dodge roll and see if I might be able to complete some of these games. So I'm gonna give that a go. Obviously, GOG doesn't have the Dark Souls games. I do have them, but I want to give the one I actually paid for a chance, and that's gonna be, of course, like I said, Mortal Shell. And also, I've got, I think I have Lords of the Fallen, not the new one, but the old one, and apparently that's a decent Dark Souls type game, decent Souls-like. And of course, the Souls-like games in the 2D realm, I'm very good at. I've actually gotten pretty damn good with a lot of those. Usually, you just wait for the enemy to attack, and then you can attack them. It's a very simple mechanic. But what I'm saying with all this is, like, people say, get good, get good, get good. Oh, you got filtered, like with Front Mission. Everybody said, oh, you got filtered. All right, so by that logic, in the world of Erogay, and in the world of dark, crazy, fucked up shit, which could be akin to extremely difficult or challenging gameplay that people get frustrated with, We could say that games like Maggot Bates, Euphoria, Dead Days, which is coming out soon, Mojica, which has a September release and will be a premiere on our channel, and several other dark, fucked up games we haven't even started yet, are like Dark Souls for the Arrowgate genre. And I don't think I'm wrong with that. So people are like, oh, I don't like when the girl gets raped and cut into pieces and smashed and but dude, it's a fucking computer game. It's art. Okay? Yeah, it's fucked up art, but art's art. And one thing that I want to celebrate here in the United States is the freedom to fucking enjoy whatever kind of art we want. One thing I want to bring up to you guys, older guys, you remember the Faces of Death videos? Well, if you've actually watched any of those, like even the DVD rips that people have made, it starts out with like an American flag in the background. And it literally says, like, as an American, I believe, like the guy that made these things back in the day, he said, as an American, I believe that we should have the right to view this kind of material if we want. And obviously these were deaths, some of them were real, some of them were fake. You guys know what it is. But a lot of people knew about the Faces of Death videos. And they're really fucked up. Like, I can't even watch some of that stuff. I can watch the cartoon shit all day long. But when it comes to, like, real people, oh yeah, that's a little fucked up for me. I mean, that filtered me out. I can't, like, Serbian film, I've heard about it, I've got friends that have watched it. I just can't fucking get into that. Like, that's too much for me. Salo 120 Days. I'm familiar with a lot of these really fucked up movies. I'm just not gonna sit down and watch them. Because, yeah, that kind of filters me when it comes to real people. But fucking cartoons, guys, get a fucking goddamn grip. Like, really grow up. Honestly, grow the fuck up. It's a goddamn cartoon. It's literally fucking... something drawn by a crazy woman, right? Because most of Clock Up staff are women. And they're like, oh, these women like all these rape and shit. Yeah, they do. They do. By the way, I was in a group where they were talking about accountability of women. And they were talking about what women like in these games. Or excuse me, their books. And I mentioned these games. And people came back and said, oh yeah, you're right. And by the way, a lot of the romance novels that they read, like, there were actually people giving me examples. These are romance novels. There's a lot of rape in them. There's a lot of fucked up shit that happens. And these are the novels they're reading with the vampires and the werewolves and things like that. There's a lot of that kind of shit happening. Damn. Mosquito just fucking stared at me. It's like, oh, you thought you killed me. Yeah, I thought I did, you motherfucker. But anyway. Oh, no, guys. No, for real. I just tried to slap a mosquito and, like, I turned my hand onto the... I looked at my palm and the fucking mosquito was on it basically laughing at me. It's like, you didn't even kill me, you stupid fucker. But, yeah, I'll get that son of a bitch. Eventually. Before the night ends, I'll have him. Or her. The mosquitoes are actually worse than... Excuse me. The females are worse than the male mosquitoes. That's what I'm trying to say. The female mosquitoes, they will fucking tear you up. The male mosquitoes aren't nearly as bad. But, yeah. Speaking of crazy women that aren't mosquitoes... even though some might classify as mosquitoes, there's a lot of bloodsuckers out there, as you guys know. What I was saying here is, oh yeah, these women, you know, they like to draw and watch some fucked up shit, and we still love them. You know, that's just what it is. It was a long time ago I learned in the Manosphere, which is pretty much dead now, that, women aren't sugar and spice and everything nice. You know, that's not how you make the Powerpuff Girls. Maybe that's how you make the Powerpuff Girls, but it's not how you make the normal women. Trust me, they got some really fucked up things that they... I mean, I've had women share this shit with me. It's not nothing new, and it's not nothing new to you either. Alright. So, I'm also really... early into Ys 6, which I haven't played since the PlayStation. The reason why I'm even playing this game is because apparently it's a new script. What I was playing is retconned or what I was, what I had played, was retconned, and this was changed to the script that Exceed did. So Exceed's script is going to be a lot more coherent, and it's going to be more applicable to his adventures. By the way, East 10 got announced for October the 25th, and I'm pre-ordering it as soon as fucking possible. Okay, so, I can buy stuff now. How much of that money do I have? Ringmail. Yeah, I want that. Yeah, that's what I want. Alright. Ring mail. Okay, so that should help me in defense at any rate. Alright, so anyway, what I was talking about is, yeah, guys, people get all fucking bent out of shape about fucking Dark Arrow game. And I know I've got some fans of it, because people did watch Koronu. I did notice that. Now, I don't like Koronu. And I actually played a little bit more of it, like, just to check it out and see what the hell was going on. Dude, that game is legit. Vault just basically conquers a kingdom and rapes their women. That's literally all he does. He does it for every single fucking kingdom. What they do is they advertise every, like, they basically show every different girl that he's supposed to capture or whatever, right? And his men come over there with his monsters, because he's got control of all the monsters, and they just rape and kill everybody, and then he takes all the girls and he fucks them, and the mercenaries, they just trade them around. And that's literally the whole fucking game. Like, that's it. There's no lesson, moral, nothing fucking happens in the game. The only thing that happens is he just goes around and rapes all the women. So if that's your thing, like, cool, but me, there wasn't anything story-wise that I found interesting, right? It was just, oh, I'm gonna rape these women, okay, I'm gonna destroy this fucking kingdom, rape these women, destroy this kingdom, rape these women, destroy this kingdom, rape these women. It's like, that's it? That's literally it? That's the whole fucking point. So, alright, give me a second. I'm gonna kill this mosquito over here. Ah, I got it. Told you I'd get that bastard by the end of the night. Anyway, what I was saying is, I don't just go for this shit because of this shit. Like, it's gotta have a story, you know? There's gotta be something going on. Like, Mojica has a story. That's Nitro Plus. It's real fucked up. Remember, Maya was telling us in an interview that it was up there with Maggot Bates in terms of fucked up scenes. Now, I didn't know that, but she did. She likes that kind of stuff. She's on hiatus right now. There's a lot of shit going on in her life. I don't even really talk to her, and she hasn't really done it much on FUA either. But neither have I. Just a lot of stuff that's happened so far, so I haven't really been focused. Even my site's dead, and I killed it for a reason. But that's a completely different topic. I don't want to talk about that right now. We'll talk about that later. I have a very good, valid reason for that, though. Alright. Oh yeah, trust me, I do have a valid reason. I'm not just fucking around. I didn't just kill it. I got that. I didn't just kill it for the sake of it. I killed it because, well, a lot of things. One of those main things, though, guys, is, I don't know. I don't think I... Again, I don't want to talk about this. I'll talk about this on Saturday, because I think it would be more in line with some other videos I want to comment on. I've watched another from Asmongold, of course, but there's also one from a music guy that I want to talk about, and he hit the fucking nail on the head with what he said in that video. He made it 9 days ago, and YouTube, they suggested it to me, and I'm like, okay, I'll give it a watch, and he pretty much narrowed down every fucking thing, better than I could, you know, with a musician. I mean, this guy, I don't know much about him, but he's worked with all kinds of musicians and all that. He's just a guy that knows a lot about music. And he didn't just talk about it. He demonstrated it. And when you demonstrate something, that really drives it home. And I was like, oh shit, you're right. Everything I've been kind of saying, you hit the nail on the head with. But all right, we'll talk more about that on Saturday. What I want to talk about here again, back to Eroge, is... I mean, we do agree that, yeah, the maggot baits went a little too far, but still, like, again, it's a filter. It's kind of like Dark Souls being too hard for a lot of people. A lot of people say, well, you know, I like the story of maggot baits, but it's just too damn much. I mean, I've heard it's really good. Some people can't even get into Tsubihibe. Tsubihibe's apparently got a really good story, but people can't get into that. They've been filtered out of that. And again, it's not for everybody, just like fucking Dark Souls is not for everybody. That's how it goes, guys. It's not everything is for everybody. But, you know, people would give me shit. And I'm like, okay, fine, give me shit then. Because, you know, clearly there's a market for those kinds of games. And I mean, I buy them, so I'm part of that market. I enjoy that market. A lot of women buy those games because they like them. They're a part of that market. So, you know, I really don't know what they want. I don't get that. I don't get their fucking thing. I don't know. I guess it's that whole morality thing. Some people, they just take morals into media. And I'm just like, okay. Now, I understand if something is against your personal beliefs. Like, you know, you don't want to see, like, guys kissing or something like that. Like, I'm not into that. But I'm not going to just demonize, like, the whole fucking... thing. I'm just like, oh yeah, I don't really want to watch it. Now again, if it's something that like I was interested in, like with Star Wars, how they changed it with Acolyte and all that kind of stuff, yeah, that kind of I found weird. Like, I'm not into that. But I'm not going to sit in here and demonize it and be like, ah, I'm just like, okay, Star Wars is dead, fuck it. But we're talking about a material that isn't like a jumping of the shark. This is a material that's already started out different and dark and crazy. And if you weren't interested in it from the beginning, you won't be interested in it now, right? Like with Mojica. Mojica's not going to be for everybody, but Mojica captures my attention and other people's attention. Just like that Dollhouse game, that captured a lot of people's attention. So... well, we'll talk about this later. You know what I think I'm gonna do? I think I'm just gonna run around and hit shit so I can talk. And just fucking grind. Because that looks like it'll be fun. I mean, I was supposed to talk to the elder about some shit, but I'm just gonna go out there and grind because I know there's a way to do it. There's gotta be some field or some shit that I can grind. And while I'm grinding, I can fucking talk a little more, and I don't have to pay attention to what these people are saying. Because I can always go back and talk to them if I forget the plot. As loose as it was... okay, that's the town of Remorge. Inventory. Oh, yeah, Zenith. Quatera. Terrell Woods. That's the Coastal Road. I just gotta find a spot where I can actually hit shit. There we go. Gotta be some shit out here I can fight. Go ahead and save real fast. Alright, here we go. There's gotta be something out here. Ah, there we go. Fucking hit shit. Alright, so as I was saying, guys, yeah, a lot of these games, they appeal to me and others. Like, they're not gonna be everybody's fucking thing. They're literally gonna filter people out. They're gonna filter people out like Dark Souls. People always complain, Dark Souls isn't for me, it's too much, it's blah 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 blah. You know, okay, fine, it filtered you out. Same thing where people might enjoy VNs. By the way, there was this one trash take podcast or something that trashed all VNs, saying that they were just too long and people didn't have time for them. And I mean, a lot of people are saying, yeah, but this guy's watched all this anime and he's all, it's like, dude, whoever this guy was, like, obviously he has partnered with the devil, which is YouTube, and made all the fucking money, right? Like, I don't have a problem with that. Make a deal with the devil and make your fucking money. But don't expect this guy to be the same fucking person anymore, right? Because it's all about money. He'll say shit just to piss people off because he knows he's gonna get money from the fucking rage, views. Arrgh, how dare this guy fucking say something? I should monetize rage views on BitChute. Apparently I fucking can now. I don't know how I'm gonna do that, but I'll fucking try that, because I think there's some people that rage view my shit, and I'm like, oh my god, that's the hilarious, most bullshit thing ever. But, please, if you're willing to fucking click on that button, like, I'll take the money, because I could use the money, anyone could use the money, right? But, yeah, guys, it's just, you know, one of the things about America that I like is the freedom to fucking, look at darker art, right? Like, metal in general is a fucking darker art. I mean, it's not, I mean, there's light bands out there, but there's a lot of heavy, dark art, and it's dark art. You know, it's not like, I mean, we're not talking Harry Potter Defense Against the Dark Arts here. We're talking about literal, just darker tone art. Like, oh, that's fucked up. Why would you want to see that happen to anime girls? Because I don't get that fucked up over anime girls like a lot of people do. I'm sorry. I don't know. I mean, I like the aesthetic of anime girls. I have nothing against anime girls. It's just, they don't mean, I don't know, they don't, I don't get bent out of shape about them. Like, there's a new waifu every fucking month, it seems like, right? Why the fuck should I care? Like, I mean, I'm not trying to be condescending, I'm just being honest. It's like, oh, okay, so you mutilate this one and mutilate that one. It doesn't fucking matter. It's a goddamn cartoon. Again, I don't really fucking care. And then they'll make them look, oh, she's got a sad face. Well, of course, you'd have a sad face too if you were being fucking smashed into something. Ah! Yeah, I mean, really, right? And I mean, I won't deny that there's serious parts and stuff, and yeah, it sucks when certain characters die, but that's part of the fucking medium. Like, why do you think Muv Luv Alternative got so damn popular? Because of all the fucking character deaths. That's literally what it does, is shock deaths. Yeah, there's other stuff now, and there's also a massive Muv Luv bundle going on right now on Humble, if you want to jump in on that. But yeah, there's a lot of massive gory character deaths in Muv Luv. The fucking penis monsters, that's literally what they are, fucking kill the damn, kill the damn girls in it. It's like, oh no, it's so sad, so-and-so died. It's like, okay, I get that. Like, you're allowed to feel that shit, like, for that character. But at the end of the day, we don't fucking get bent out of shape because so-and-so died in a fucking cartoon. The only thing that really got me fucking bent out of shape in any kind of fiction so far has been the Leap of Faith, because that was based on the guy's actual fucking daughter who killed herself because she was bipolar and didn't know how to deal with it. And that game was the only way he could really connect with his daughter and say the things he always wanted to say to her, but couldn't because she's no longer with us. So, yeah, that was fucking hard. I actually took that hard because that was really the creator trying to speak with somebody that's not there and trying to understand what was in her head. That's really fucking hard. Now, why was it in an adult game? I don't know. That's not for me to answer. But the guy is a fucking great, great, great developer as far as his games go. I'm looking forward to U4 EA. I think it's going to be really good. I think the dude does a really good job, and of course, this one's probably not going to deal with his daughter. It's going to be a different situation, which is fine. You can't just dwell on that or use that as mental currency, right? You can't just say, oh, well, this one's also going to deal with my daughter, and that one's also... No, you deal with the daughter, and then after you deal with the daughter, you work on the other things. It's that simple. So now I gotta start over from the beginning. That's how these games are, guys. Punishing. See? I'm still on the same level. I don't even think I got the chance to keep the level. We'll find out in a minute. Because I know I leveled up to, like, level fucking 10. But yeah, I'm just fucking sick of it. You know? I'm really sick of it. It's a shitty thing. Everybody's like... I'm the degenerate. I was like, oh yeah, absolutely, I'll fucking take the crown for that shit. Because, you know, on my Twitter, there's several degenerates that I fucking follow that are all into that shit. Don't fucking care. Like, oh, Rance rapes women. Do you know how many women I know are playing Rance? Maya was one. There's another one I'm talking to. I talk to on Twitter every once in a while. She plays the Rance games and loves Rance. Wow, who'd have thought all these women love this asshole guy that, you know, like, just says, I'm gonna take this woman and do things with her. Because there's so many women out there that's like, I wish she would do something with me. Exactly. I mean, damn, we talked about this shit back in Manosphere 101, and you guys are like, oh, Rance is such a horrible person, why would you... No, Rance is a fucking anti-hero. If he saves the world, it's because it just fucking happened to happen. It's like, it's an accident. I also kind of saved the world. It's one of those situations. And at least Rance, you know, has a story. Like, compared to Volt, who was just, oh, I'm gonna take over these kingdoms. Like, that would be my fucking dream battle, though. To see Rance and Volt. Oh, yeah. Because remember, Volt has the fucking Dark Queen's army. Like, the Dark Elf Queen. So, he's got command of all the Dark Elf Queen's, minions, as well as his mercenaries. I would love to fucking see Rance go up against Volt. That would be awesome. I didn't even know there was another character like that. I think Rance would have his ass, personally. And you know how Rance doesn't fucking like other dudes trying to get in, mess with his women, right? Dude, you bring Rance over to fucking Koronu Land, it's gonna be a whole different ball game. He'll fucking take care of all the mercenaries, like nothing to it. Destroy all the fucking goblins and orcs and all the other crazy shit he's got. All that shit. Like, who are you, warrior? That would be great, though. Like, again, that's my dream battle right now, is to see Rance and Volt. Grim, are you gonna continue to farm wolves while you talk? You're goddamn right I am. Come here, you motherfucker. Get to level 100 and just by talking about bullshit. But again, that's what makes this country fucking great. It really does. You don't have people telling you fucking what to do as far as the entertainment you look at. And I mean, even if they're shitty entertainment where they're like, oh yeah, but things need to be like this and things need to be like that, I can say, fuck you, I can check out other entertainment from other countries. I don't have to like watch your entertainment. I don't have to play your entertainment. I can play other fucking games and enjoy those. Alright. Alright, so I gotta ignore that guy, because he can't be killed right now. See? You can't kill him, and he does a lot of damage. Somebody said they were pissed about this cave. Oh, wow. I wasn't ready for that cave. So, honestly, I was supposed to go over to my, I guess you call it like my adopted brother, I guess you'd say, and his wife, be my sister, I guess. I was supposed to go over there and hang out and shoot fireworks and drink and have a good time, but that didn't fucking happen. Did not fucking happen. Because, you know, my boss decided she wanted to make me work, and it's the first time I've had to work on the 4th of July in 7 years, which is why I don't have any special 4th of July content for you guys. And I was totally just using Aurora to cheese fucking games that I bought. And before people give me shit like, Aurora, like, okay, first of all, Aurora is an online cheat thing. Yeah, you can use it for, I think, some online games, but I don't fucking use it for that. I just use it for the single-player games. And it's just a bunch of trainers that you just, you know, everything's online. But the games I'm playing are DRM-free, which is weird. Well, I mean, you can play them offline, but I have it online because you can't really run it. As certain trainers you can, but I just prefer to have it online, you know, because it I don't have to download it and all that other shit when it comes to the trainers. So, at any rate, guys, I just played through a bunch of fucking games. I bought Prison City and then I beat it real quick, and I enjoyed it. It was like Power Blade 3, and then after that, I played, what was that fucking game? Panzer Dragoon Remake, and as soon as I realized, like, the spread shot mechanic, where you just literally hold down the fire button and move the dragon around and it'll select a bunch of different enemies or parts of bosses, I realized that, like, I'd literally been, I've been a fool to be using cheats on that game, because you really don't fucking need cheats. It's really not that hard of a game. And, you know, I got to the end, the prototype dragon finale, and after that, you know, I just felt like, kind of felt like a waste of money. It felt like a game I'd rather rent and return. It didn't feel like a game that I felt good paying. And I got it fairly cheap, though, but if I hadn't got it fairly cheap, I'd have been upset. Because, to be honest, the game was so short. I beat the game in an hour. Like, I beat the whole fucking thing in an hour. I couldn't record it because I had the shit on so high that my OBS couldn't even track it. Like, it was cutting and stuff like that. I just had it. It's such a... I guess my graphics card or OBS or something couldn't do it. But, anyway, guys, yeah, it was alright. And then after that, I played Battle Axe, which is a game I've been trying to finish for a while. I realized Battle Axe 2 was extremely short. It only consisted of 4 boards, and I finished them all, you know, pretty quickly. You fought the evil sorcerer, since she turns into like this goblin thing, and after you beat that goblin thing, that's the end of the game. The heroes return, and that's it. And like, holy shit, that was the game? I mean, there is infinite mode, but yeah, I mean, it's a lot of rinse and repeat. It's a nice arcade game, because that's kind of how it's made. It's a throwback to the arcade. But yeah, I was glad to be rid of it. And then, of course, there was Remy Lore. And I'm thinking about uninstalling Remy Lore, because I did finish Remy Lore, but the problem is I don't have the desire to go back and play as Cho. Cho is the android robot waifu that you actually fight in the game. You know, you're a magical girl that was isekai'd. You're not even a magical girl. You're a regular high school girl that was isekai'd into this magical world. And it's a dungeon crawler, but the problem with the dungeon crawler is it's legit just the same fucking setup with all 4 areas. It's run around, beat up robots, eat sweets, and then you're done. Like, that's literally the whole fucking thing. And you take the sweets to buy, like, your abilities and shit. I like the idea that there's all kinds of different little costumes, and there's even a, there's even a costume for a really classic indie game, Binding of Isaac. You can play as Isaac in it. But it's not that amazing, like, as far as the game itself. It's just, like, I beat it real quick. I'd say it'd be about 2 hours. And I was basically using the invincibility, of course, because it's a roguelike, and a roguelite, of course, when you die on a boss, they basically have it where you have to start the whole area over again. Well, it's not even dying on a boss, it's dying on any enemy. At any time, you start the whole area over again, instead of the, you know, like, 3-2, you start all the way back at 3. Or 3-1. Yeah, that sucks. I fucking hate that. And I was so glad to be rid of that shit. I got through the 4 areas, and then they have the shitty show fight, which is really rigged, by the way. Like, she literally just pounds on you, so it's made to have you constantly go through 4, which is a pain in the ass in itself. Even if you can get her best weapon, which is the golden broom, it just didn't feel that good. Even the ending didn't feel that good. I was like, you know what? I know you can play as Cho, and they have the new game plus, but there's just nothing in the game that made me want to go back. It's like, I could probably enjoy any other fucking game more than this right now. And I just want to get it off my fucking hard drive and play something more fun. Like, it was the coolest thing for a while when I, you know, because I first pirated that game a while back, you know, because I wasn't sure what kind of game it would be. And I played it and I was like, oh, this might be cool, you know, because I played like a few boards and all that. And I was like, oh, it's not that hard of a roguelite. I think I might be able to get through it. And then, of course, you know, it finally came to GOG and they wanted $30-something for it. Do not pay $30 for that game. Do not fucking pay $30 for that game. Is not worth $30. It's worth fucking $10 at the most. And the devs can get mad at me all they want. That's literally like, oh, but you're paying for... No, you're paying for a game you can finish pretty fucking quickly. And I know there's all these extra modes if people want them, but there's better roguelite games in general out there, like fucking Hades, for example. Why are you gonna fuck around with Remy Lore when you can just go play Hades or some other big roguelite game that's known for that. Really? I mean, I'm just being honest here. So anyway, I tried going back to Smelter, and I love Smelter because it mixes all the Mega Man X formulas together with some very challenging gameplay. A little more challenging than some of the X games. And I love it, but yeah, it's hard. And some people are like, oh, the controls are clunky and I can't get through it. I'm pussy when it comes to games. I'm like, dude, no. Sit down in front of a Super Nintendo like I did back in the early fucking 90s. And then tell me if those controls are clunky. Because, motherfucker, I played with a regular old NES pad. We didn't have any joysticks or whatever they call them. The joysticks. We had the L and R button. But it's a whole lot different. You don't even have the nice comfort grips that we have with controllers now. And you're bitching about clunky fucking controls. Some of the puzzles, and there's a lot of puzzles in the... You know what I mean? I'm not talking about like a puzzle platformer. I'm just talking about a puzzle in the platforming itself. You know. It's hard for me to explain. The tricks, you know. Some of those tricks, you have to be really, really skilled. And they're like, if you're like amateur to mid-level gamer, this will be too hard for you. Well, I guess I'm a goddamn pro. Because there's only one level I had to use cheats on. And to be fair, that was the Ninja Gaiden wind level in the fucking desert area. Fuck that whole goddamn stage. Like, I want the developer to know it. Fuck that whole goddamn stage. I know the wind is the whole point, but fuck it. You've already got all this other shit. And remember, it's Mega Man spikes. You step on spikes, you die. So you got to deal with that. You got to deal with difficult jumping and the blowing wind and the bullshit enemies. So yeah, it's a lot of shit. Is it passable? Yes. Did I feel like spending 3 or 4 goddamn hours on one stage? No. I have a limit. That's a nice shield. Get that gold breastplate. Magic talisman. Prevents curse. Prevents poison. Ooh, okay. Give me this round shield. Oh, I don't have the gold. Can I sell some? Priceless. Oh, that's a seed of vitality. I'm gonna sell this meat. Just... one meat. I don't need the curse right now. I need the round shield. Yeah. Fuck. Still got level 2 weapons. Or level 2 armor. I think I get like 3 swords. I'm not sure. It's been a while since I've played Ark and Epistrum. I was literally in my 20s when I played it. But yeah, I'm not even going back to the Arrowgate debate. I'm done with that. Like... if you don't like the fucking content, don't play the content. Like, nobody in the universe is forcing you to play that shit. Nobody's like, oh, you have to play the dark shit. But, just know that you got fucking filtered. That's all I'm gonna say. And it's fine, because I admit I got filtered on Solo and fucking Serbian film and shit. And if you wanna try those, you know, or... like, oh, Grim, you got filtered. Yeah, I did. Okay, I like some Grindhouse movies, but I have a limit. And there's those guinea pig movies on Grindhouse at GoGo, if he's even going to still do shit. I think he's upset about the BitChute UI change, like a lot of people are. Man, my fucking fan base is cut down to 0. And, I mean, I've got more subs, but nobody's watching. I think they literally abandoned the platform, which means... This happened with MGTOW.TV also. Basically, what it means is I didn't lose the sub. They just said, fuck the whole platform. They didn't even bother to unsub. They just left. You're going to have that happen. I don't know if they'll ever come back. Maybe they... I don't know. Maybe they must not have liked my content that much. Or I don't have no idea what's going on. Because I know a lot of people liked when we talked about Trump. And I don't want to make that a big thing on my channel. We are not a political channel. Do we have political things? Oh, absolutely. But we're not a political channel. We're not going to be one of these. I know DP is going to get in there and talk about it. And, of course, we do have to talk about Biden's mental state. But, yeah, I don't want to make that a big thing. I mean, while we're having the election and all that, sure. But I don't want this to be a political, you know, because I don't lean conservative and I don't lean liberal. I'm libertarian. Now, DP leans conservative. Give me that damn. All right. Damn. I'm gonna have to fucking heal. You just make sure you use that damn thing over and over again. Oh, wow. See, you never know when some enemy's gonna short shot you. It's like, oh, I didn't know he was that strong. They fixed this later in the series when they made, when they made levels up above the enemies to tell you what the fuck you're fighting. You're like, oh shit, that thing's way stronger than I am. I'll stay the fuck away from it. That's why some enemies I can't even damage. Because they're too high of a level for me. Even at level 11. You've just been pumping more iron than me, I guess. I'm going across that fucking bridge. So I got all the episodes of The Man Show. And I'm talking about the Man Show when... Oh, damn. What is this little bastard doing? What is he doing? Alright, hold on. Yeah, because these motherfuckers keep dropping. Like, you literally gonna run. I can kill him. But see, the bird's gonna keep dropping those guys. Alright, hold on. Yeah, you have to run because... They're gonna keep dropping those guys. But yeah, I got all the episodes of The Man Show, and I mean the original run, with Alex Carolla and Jimmy Kimmel. Adam Carolla and Jimmy Kimmel. And not sure how we're going to do that yet. I know it's something I plan to cover, but I don't know how I can do it because Comedy Central basically yanked all that shit off their service. Like, they had it on Comedy Central TV or their .com website, and now it's different. Alright, can I fight these guys? I think I can. Maybe not. Doesn't look like I can go here yet. What is this, like, fucking open world or something? Like, it's like nowhere I can go. Because I tried to go in there and it said, those enemies are too strong. Can't go in the limestone cave. Gotta go past those guys. Oh shit! Look at that thing! Oh man, that's normal. I'm level 12 and I can't even hit shit. And that's the fourth. All right. Well, alright guys, so that's all I really had to talk about this time. I don't want to keep you guys going for too long. But at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'll see you guys next time on, I guess, Grim's Drunken Rants. And we'll be doing another one of these Saturday, but this is a special for 4th of July. And yeah, let's toast to freedom and the ability to fucking enjoy whatever kind of art we want. As long as it's legal, right? That's the thing I say. As long as it's fucking legal. Because that's the way it's supposed to be. Shouldn't be looking at legal shit, definitely. But when it comes to legal fucking, even if it's dark, we should be able to view it. That's just how it is. We should be able to play it. Because, like, there's games, again, like, they want to get rid of, they wanted to crack down on Manhunt. Now, there is that one game, like the guy game, that's illegal. You can get in trouble for having that game. Absolutely. I mean, it's a bullshit thing because that girl didn't tell nobody that she was not 18. She was about to be 18, but she wasn't fully 18. And that's what fucking got him in trouble. Oh, yeah, it's a bad deal here in America. But, yeah, that game's a piece of shit anyway. I remember a long time ago when I was a young man. I can't remember. But, yeah, me and my friend had got an ISO of it because that's about all there was. This was before the controversy even happened. But we played ISO of it on the PS2 way back when. And, yeah, it was shit. It's some stupid question-answer game. It's really lame. And the bad thing about it is a lot of the people in that game, like, that was right before the big war. So a lot of them fucking people actually died. Yeah, like, they were just there before they were going to the service, before we started the big war in Afghanistan. So, yeah, a lot of them guys are either really fucked up or dead. It's pretty crazy, man. But, yeah, anyway, that it was a big fucking deal. If you got that game, like, I mean, some people still have it in their collection, but a lot of people are saying you don't need it for a PS2 collection. So you really don't. I agree. I don't think you need that game. It's considered CP for real, so you don't want to have your hands on it. That's some bullshit. So, yeah, again, as long as it's a legal game, as long as it's a legal show, as long as it's, you know, legal comic, but whatever. As long as it's legal, you're okay. And that is your country. Because every country's different. But our country, you know, they say, okay, you can look at this, Grim, you can't look at that. But I say, well, that's not free. It's like, dude, there's a lot of shit that is illegal that I don't even want to see in the damn first place. Probably most shit that's illegal, I don't want to see. To be honest, all shit that's illegal, I don't want to see. Because, like, you think about illegal shit, you're like, why would I ever be interested? Like, oh, well, it's this and that. Ew. Disgusting. What the fuck? No. I mean, I've got morals at that standard. I don't care about fucking cartoons. But when it comes to people doing what? I don't want to see all that. I don't even like the fucked up shit that's legal. Because there's fucked up shit. Like, a friend of mine would show me some fucked up videos back in the day. I've told you guys this, like, on 4chan that he got. And I was like, oh, that's fucked up. Like, a woman bathing and shit and all that. Ugh, that's disgusting. I don't want to see that. I don't know. Nobody wants to see that. I mean, I grew up with Rotten.com and all the gore and all the crazy shit. I still don't want to go look at it. I don't want to look at snuff films. I don't want to look at that shit. I definitely don't want to look at CP. I don't want to look at none of that shit. Animal shit? I'm not. No. I'm sorry. I don't care if you love your beloved turtle. I don't know. I don't want to see it. That's just how it is. Cartoon shit? Yeah, I mean, even when they try to do that shit in, like, cartoons of the beast shit and all that, I'm like, that. I mean, that's stupid and hilarious and funny and bizarre, but I don't mean I want to see the real, like, no, that's fucked up. No. Just keep that to your fucking self and your weird fucking crazy fantasies, guys. Again, that's why we say legal. And it's really easy to tell, you know, when you look at your laws and be like, oh, keep in mind, and I'll say it again, there was one game that me and the whole fucking adult community got together, the whole adult gaming community got together to get rid of. It was me that came up in front of all, you know, the whole community. And I said, let's band together and get this shit off there. And we did. We removed the game from itch.io. Because, yeah, it was on VNDB. And it had some really fucked up shit. And, I said, new. And I talked to a lot of other devs, a lot of other people, fans, publishers. Like, oh, no. Nobody wants to be associated with that. So we got rid of it. Because that had a lot of stuff that some people consider illegal. And it very well may have had further illegal stuff because, and we're not talking just about the weird fetishes or the bad fetish stuff. We're talking about the fact that a lot of those, like, they use performers and nobody knew who the fuck the people were, and it's all really shady. And it's just got some really scary notions. So, yeah, that's just something you don't want to mess with. And we got rid of that. So, I want to, you know, make sure that you guys know there is definitely a limit. And we're always fighting to kind of keep that there. Because when you're trying to make a strong adult gaming community, you want to separate us from the really fucked up people that want to make fucked up games because they're fucked up. And we're not talking about, again, like, maggot bait stuff. Yeah, that's fucked up. But we're talking about people that would use, like, real people. Because that's the one we were talking about, with real people. That are dubious. We don't know where those people came from. We don't know none of that shit. It's just really fucking bizarre, crazy shit. And it went beyond the pale. So, yeah, we want to make sure to get rid of that kind of stuff. Because that is not something we want to affiliate ourselves with. I don't want to affiliate myself with that. Hell no. But, yeah, I think that's really all there is that I have to say. You have the freedom, or, you know, we here in America have the freedom to check out whatever kind of crazy shit we want, as long as it's legal, and that's fine with me. So, it is what it is. Oh, yeah, I'll also talk about the Neil Gaiman stuff tomorrow, Saturday. And that's important, because I've got a lot of Neil Gaiman books. A lot of Neil Gaiman books. I've read a lot of his work. Even his short stories. I actually collected his short stories. And I have a book of his interviews and quotes. It's a massive book. So I'm a huge fan of him. And hearing about the allegations is familiar. But this is a man that called himself a feminist and believe all women and all this kind of thing. I mean, again, I still like his work. I just don't agree with all of his points. You know, it's fair to agree to disagree. But then he came out for doing some really horrible fucking shit. According to what two of the girls basically came out and said something. So we'll see. And yeah, I mean, we could talk about allegations all the time, but, you know, allegations, that seems to be the whole internet now. Ever since Me Too, it's all about allegations of this person, and allegations of that person, and this person raped this person groomed that person did this with that. It's really getting crazy, right? The whole internet's just turned into a pile of shit. And I think, you know, it's always been there. I think even Empress would probably agree with me. It's always kind of been there. But now it's just more pronounced and people know more about this shit than they do. So again, I mean, there's not really much we can say about that. But, yeah, I want to talk about all that Saturday. Like, that's going to be the goal for Saturday. We do definitely have articles coming up. So, you know, stay tuned for the articles. The articles are a good thing. I'm going to release this tomorrow, which if you're seeing it tomorrow, then it's today. But I'll definitely have the article show. And then, of course, I'll do the Saturday thing where we'll go back through it and talk about everything. I don't think anything else is going to come up, but we have a lot to talk about. So we're just going to, you know, start it from there. But the main thing I wanted to talk about with this one, obviously, is if you have a problem with the dark arrow, okay, get filtered. But, again, even I'm filtering myself from the fucking horrible, even legal, even if it's legal. Again, even if it's legal to watch shit like a Serbian film or Salo or stuff like that, like, it don't mean I want to fucking watch it, right? It's, I mean, but you have the freedom to do that. If you want to do that, you got the freedom to do it. That's what America's all about. America's about watching fucking, what was it, fake-ass snuff back in the day with the Shades of Death. Shades of Death. I think that was Shades of Death. I can't remember what it, you know, I said it earlier. Faces of Death. Yeah, the Faces of Death shit. Like, America, we were about that at one point. We're like, yeah, you can watch that crazy shit, it don't matter. It's a free country. Now it's like, oh no, you can't do that, you can't watch this, you can't play this, you can't blah, 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 blah. That's not the country I grew up in. It's not the country my fucking grandfather, you know, fought in World War II and had all this stuff happen to him, cancer in his lymph nodes, and he died of that, right? Because he was on the one of the boats during the Pearl Harbor bombing, right? Fucking radiation. So yeah, the real shit that happened. And of course, my father, he pointed a gun up at the sky, wanted to kill God for Vietnam. He was in Vietnam. And my stepfather was in Vietnam. He was a fucking sweeper. Look up a sweeper if you don't know what that means. It's a horrible thing. He woke up smelling burning flesh sometimes, guys. And then, of course, we had my uncle, several of my uncles. One of them all got all fucked up and got all this money from the government. And of course, his kids lived a lap of luxury. They're all doing really well and posh living and all that kind of thing. Yeah, it happens. But again, the government fucked him all up, so he got all kinds of money from the government. COVID still got him, though. Nah, wasn't COVID. It was the ventilator. Yep. He would have been still alive had he not been on that ventilator. Pretty sad. But, yeah, guys, just letting you know. The country that my grandfather fought, you know, grandfather and my uncles and my father's fought for, it's not the fucking country we have now. Where they're like, oh, you can't do this, Grim, you can't do that, Grim, can't look at that, Grim, oh, you're a horrible person, you're a terrible person, you blah, 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 blah. No, that's not the fucking country they fought for, guys. That's literally, that's not it. It's like, oh, you do that in your own home. It's your own home. It's like, I fought for that. I fought for, you know, it's fucking whatever. You look at that in your own home. That's what it is. That's literally what I fucking fought. Excuse me. What I almost fought for. Almost joined the Navy. Well, I did join the Navy, but here's the thing. I didn't pass the tests, not the ASVAB. I did well on that. I'm talking about the coordination tests because I'm on the spectrum. So obviously my coordination isn't amazing. Yeah. I couldn't duck walk properly, which is kind of funny because I can do it now, but I'm far too old to be in service. So, it is what it is. God just didn't have that idea. Just said, no, that's not what you're going to do with your life. So I'm here doing this, and I do like it. You know, that's what I'm doing. I'm here to protect that expression, sexual expression, in a legal sense, you know. Look, I don't even like the fur fag, the fur fag. I said, oh, the fur fag. I don't really like that stuff, but the furry stuff, I don't really like it. But I'm not gonna go, and I don't really like the lolly stuff that much, but I'm not gonna go, you know, crazy about it either. Like, again, people are allowed to like what they like as long as it's legal. If it's not legal, I've got some questions to ask. Yeah, Chris Hansen might have some too, right? I mean, Hansen even made a statement on lolly. He said, you know, I don't really like this kind of material, and people keep sending me the hentai porn, the anime porn. He said, but I don't like this material. And it doesn't have anything to do with my work. It doesn't, I don't like it. He said, I find it distasteful, right? That's what I could say about lolly. I find that distasteful, but I don't hate it. And I don't mind the I don't mind them when they're clothed. Like, the clothed versions are fine. Like, I get that cute kawaii stuff, and I know that there's actual women, like, real women that do that. There's actually, what was it, Yuka Gore or Yuka Gore? She was there at the Jazz USA. And yeah, she's a loli. And I actually know another friend of mine that's like a, she's an actual loli. Like she does the, they all do the Seiya thing. There's a lot of these girls that are short, maybe on the spectrum a little bit. And they like to do the loli thing. They dress up as the little loli characters, and it's popular. And you know what? If it's all adults and they're all consenting, I don't give a flying fuck. You guys know that. This was supposed to end a while ago, but it didn't, because I'm still talking. And Adol's just like, dude, what are you doing? But you're going to be just sitting there, adding to my game time. This is how I say, man, I spent 50 hours and you don't even know. Because I was totally just fucking talking about hentai and stuff the whole time. No. But, but, yeah. You know, that's how I feel about it. Like, I mean, I still like Freedom Planet. I still like Sonic. Like, I mean, I guess those characters are okay. If you like some of the characters from those games, that's fine. I mean, it's not my thing, but again, I'm not gonna fault you for it. It's, you know, as long as it doesn't get into the fighting, because the furries will fight with the anime people, the waifu people, and it's really stupid infighting that should have never happened, and it's dumb. Also, a lot of the waifu people tend to be on maybe the right conservative side of politics, which is bizarre. But the furry type people, they tend to be more on the left leaning spectrum, like the more liberal spectrum. So I've noticed that a lot more, and I don't know why that is. That's fascinating. Somebody ought to do a study. But you know, it's cool, I guess. It's not a deal breaker for me, you know. It's just, and of course, I remember I was arguing with somebody on Twitter, and somebody popped in and said, well, this guy wants to fuck real animals. I'm like, well, you know, I hope not. I mean, I can see he's a furry, but, you know, I hope that doesn't mean he wants to bang real animals, because I certainly wouldn't condone that. Animals can't consent, just like children can't consent, you know? That's all it is. You know, I have mentioned I've got a niece and nephew. Some of them are older, but I've got some young nieces and nephews too. And, you know, children can't consent. That goes without saying. Children can't consent. Animals can't consent. I've got several animals, you know. It's just, I mean, it's just what I said. I mean, I got no issue with like I said, I got that. I don't know. I was like, I got no issue with law. It's like, no. I guess the alcohol was hitting me a little bit. But anyway, like I said, I got no issue with people that like the aesthetics of furry stuff and maybe have a furry character or a waifu loli character, whatever. As long as it doesn't go into the real young, you know, the real youths, let's say youths, or the real animals, that's all that matters, right? Like, I don't need to repeat myself a million times. You guys kinda get it. But, you know, I'm on the spectrum, so I say the same thing about 100 million times if you haven't noticed. And obviously, I don't condone anything gratuitously illegal. That's just how I've always been. There's degeneracy, and then there's depravity. We've already gone through depraved cases. Depraved cases are what the teachers are doing now. We got a depraved case to have for you guys on Friday. Very depraved case. Don't worry, she went to jail. But it's very depraved. And I don't condone that at all. I don't condone what happened with that young boy and that teacher that she left her fiancé for, or soon-to-be fiancé. That's really fucked up, right? So it's all about knowing, you know, what is legal and what is illegal in your area. And not only that, it's about having at least some common sense. It's not really about morals. It's about common sense. Not everything is can we fuck it. You know, that's what the boys was trying to teach you. Remember the Tech Night where he's like, he banged the cats, he banged everybody, he banged Alfred. He just went overboard with depravity, right? We're talking about Tech Knight from the comics. Just complete fucking crazy character. Alfred walked out, and it was just... I know they can call him Alfred, but that's who he was supposed to be. And, yeah, they were just trying to show how depraved this guy was. And you look at that character, and you're either laughing and hysterical, because why nobody would be that insane, right? You're just, like, appalled because of how crazy the behavior is, right? That's just how that nature of that is. And even going into Maggot Base, when you see those young characters getting completely slaughtered, like, that's depraved, right? That's horrible. It's terrifying what they did. So, yeah, we have to keep in mind the difference between degeneracy and depravity. Degeneracy is, yeah, you can have some crazy fetishes or a bunch of crazy different fetishes. You know, let your freak flag fly. But there's a point where you have to think about, like, being a rational human being, right? Like, not everybody wants to hear about your freak flag, right? I mean, that's one thing that I don't like about the whole... And I've said that some of the sexual liberation movements that we have here, I think there's a little bit too much going on with that. I don't think that kids need to be exposed to that kind of stuff at all. That's too much. Again, I don't even want kids on the internet, because I think there's just too much adult stuff on the internet for the average kid. They need to have, like they used to in my day, they need to have protected applications that kids can access for a very safe internet that they can learn to use things that they'll need in life and educational things, right? Kind of like the school, even though I know there's crafty kids that can get around it. But we need to make sure that kids are protected. You know, that's one of the things I've always fought for, is making sure kids are protected. And animals too, because apparently some people like to do that, and that's crazy. With the dogs, we've heard about the dogs. That's degenerate. No, that's not degenerate. That's depraved. I mean, that just... I can't do that. Can't get into that. And it's a good thing, right? Nobody would want me into that. I mean, you guys get what I'm saying. It's just ridiculous. But I think I made my point clear. Because, like I said before, this all comes down to what we talked about with Dr. Destructo. I've been calling him Dr. Destructo. It's actually a Guar villain. But, you know, don't date women that are under 21. You know, 21. 21. Can she drink? You're good. I mean... That's all it is. You gotta wait. How old are you? Oh, I'm 17. Oh, well, you have a nice day. I mean, and we're assuming you're talking. We're not assuming you're going up to random women. Hey, how old are you? How old are you? Because then, you know, the police will come by and beat you into submission like they do today. How dare you? You nuns! Now, that's gonna be in Britain, right? He's a bloody nuns! There! Beat him with the clubs! Beat him! But no, like I said, if you're talking with somebody and they're like, oh, well, you know, how old are you? She's like, oh, well, you know, like I said, I'm 18. It's like, oh, well, I'm legal. It's like, well, you're not legal enough for me. I'm sorry, lady. I mean, and a lot of people would say, well, grim, but... Yeah, but the thing is, we have a different generation, and I've told you guys that even 18 is pushing it. 18's pushing it, 19's pushing it, because they're still technically teenagers. Like, it ends in a teen. Like, we have, you know, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, and 19. And then you hit 20, then you hit the 21. So, we just hit 20 as the main point of adulthood. Like, could you date 20? Sure. Should you date 20? Probably not. Should probably wait till 21, unless you're around that age. I mean, like me and Empress talked about, if you're around that age, it's okay. But I don't think you should be dating I don't think you should be dating below the age of 21 if you're over the age of 30. And that's what I'm going to say on that. I think that's going to ring true on that. Because it all goes down to that, right? Because if you're dating, and we're not, when we talk about dating, we're talking about hooking up. We're talking about all that kind of stuff. If you're thinking about getting intimate with somebody, they should be at least 21 years of age if you're over the age of 30. How about that? Does that make a little more sense? I thought it did. So, any kind of weird fetishes you have, if she's a loli, you know, and she's 21 plus, she's a short, and she, you know, a short girl, and she likes that whole aesthetic, and that's her thing, then you can have that little fantasy you have. If she likes to dress up like a squirrel or something, and you're like, oh, I like the little hot squirrel chick from so-and-so game, well, then just have fun with that, right? I don't even understand that. But me, you know, I like inflatable breasts and buttocks and the muscle girls and stuff. And, you know, that's kind of weird to some people, too. So, you know, everybody has their own weird fetishes, you know. But we just have to keep in mind what's legal and what's not legal. It's not about being moral or immoral, it's about legal and illegal, right? That's how I figure it. Because a lot of degeneracy is immoral. I'm just talking about by biblical standards, a lot of degeneracy is immoral, according to the Bible. If we're talking about the Bible in general, a lot of the fetishes and things that people are into would probably be seen as immoral, especially in those times. And a lot of those fetishes wouldn't have even existed. My God, could you imagine a furry in the Bible times? It'd be bestiality, honestly. That's literally what it would be. Again, so that's why we have to separate, you know, biblical morality from immoral degeneracy. Because most things that we do or participate in as a society, as intimacy, are considered immoral. Now, they're not illegal, but they're immoral. I'm not even sure if anal sex was considered, because that's sodomy, right? So, yeah, I don't even think you could do that. I think that was something that was kind of off limits. So keep in mind, it's different times, and if we're going by the Holy Bible, then yeah, we're definitely looking at a lot of things that we've done that are definitely considered rather sinful and immoral. But we look at them as normal, like the back door. Like a lot of people say, oh, you know, but that was, again, that's sodomy. So you really have to keep that in mind. A lot of people use a biblical judgment on these things. You can't use a biblical judgment, because biblical judgment really takes away the ability of doing even most things that we consider pretty normal as far as sexual fetishes. That's just, you know, the way I would say it. And there's a lot of things they did in the Bible that were illegal now. I mean, I'm just saying. That's just, just pretty crazy. So yeah, but yeah, and you know, honestly, it's about freedom at the end of the day. Freedom to do what's legal in your country, and the ability to express yourself in a sexual manner that is in your own home or among your own group of people. You know, I think that's a very important freedom to have. And it's a freedom that the United States has really been, like, we've been really puritanical on. Like, we really don't get it. I was watching an interview with NLT, the creator of Treasure of Narnia from grownups.org, I believe it is. Or is it grownups.com? I think it's grownups.com. But, and that's grown-ups.com. And he basically said, you know, as an American, he said, I don't know if this country will ever get to that point where we can get away from a lot of our Puritan views on sex, right? And we're talking about a guy that makes a lot of straight as an arrow, girl and guy and girl content, like a lot of stuff that guys like to see, you know? And he's just like, I don't know if we'll ever get to that point. It may take a while before adult games can be recognized as a medium. Even if they're really well done, even if they put a lot of money into them, it's going to be a long time. As good as Treasure of Narnia and Genesis Order and the Symphony of the Serpent have looked, and of course Symphony of the Serpent is looking, it's going to be a while before we can actually get a true AAA game, rather. And I don't think that Subverse necessarily counts. It's a flagship, but I don't think it's going to carry us. I think we're going to need more. So, you know, again, it's about changing the attitude towards sexuality in the West, which is really difficult to do. And I wish anybody the best of luck with that. You know, so again, this day obviously, you know, means a lot to me as far as, you know, my country and what it used to stand for, which is freedom, right? It's what I grew up believing. And now I'm seeing people saying, oh, you can't do this, you can't say that, you can't do that, can't this, and that. And it's like, oh, well, we're changing. Well, yeah, but the country, oh, well, the founding fathers were this and that. It's like, okay, well, if you don't like that, you could go to another country where the people that created that country might be more in tune with your personal beliefs and standards, rather than trying to change the views and values of a country that you might have been born into, but may not be a fan of. It's one of those things, like, I was born in America, but I'm not really a fan of the people that created the country. I'm not a fan of any of that kind of stuff. And, yeah, okay. So, you don't really want to change the media and everything to fit your view. It's easier to just go to another country where they have those kinds of views there, and try to push that kind of media in those countries, which would be fine, right? And of course, they're trying to double back on all the freedom shit that we had many, many years, many decades. And yeah, that's not what they fought for, said the crying old man. I remember that video on Fox where the crying old man said that's not what they fought for. And it isn't. It isn't. We really need to change our attitudes about a lot of things in this country. And getting rid of the porn that you don't like so much is, you know, it's the freedom. It's the freedom of speech. And they're like, oh, is porn protected free speech? And it's like, well, I mean, it is art, so I don't know. Like, I mean, there's been several debates on it. But I don't think they'd ever truly get rid of it in this country. Because, yeah, that'd be crazy. And they're like, oh, we'll ban LGBT and all that. What are they talking about? Like, Project 57 or 27, I don't know. I saw something where a guy's like, oh, no, here's Project 57. They're going to ban gay people and gay men. It's like, no, they're not going to do that. You fucking wish they would do something like that. They're not going to do that. It's absolute crazy. They're not going to do that. Not in this country. But, yeah. At any rate, guys, I think this is all I got to say on this one. I'll talk to you guys on Saturday when we have more to discuss regarding, well, the topics I mentioned. Neil Gaiman, I got that Asmund Gold video I want to talk about, and what was the other one? Oh shit, did I forget? I don't know. I think I might have forgot on that other one. Yeah. But yeah, it was the Asmund Gold video. Oh, excuse me. Neil Gaiman and something else. I'll figure it out. At any rate, guys, I'll see you next time. I'm out.